Bureaucratic hurdles, slow responses and sidelining of Māori experts have been detailed before the Waitangi Tribunal today. Today was the second day of an urgent hearing into how the pandemic response has affected Māori, who are now the group most affected by COVID and with the slowest vaccine uptake. Jamie Tahana is following the hearing.
In May, staff from Whakatāne Māori health provider Te Puna Ora o Matātoa gathered at a glam event in Auckland, the Primary Health Awards, where they won the Ministry of Health's Equity Award for a mobile clinic. Today, Deputy Chief Executive Shelley Cunningham noted a certain irony in that, because while it was being celebrated for one mobile clinic, Te Puna Ora was battling the ministry for funds to set up mobile COVID testing and vaccine clinics.
Even with this evidence, we continue to face significant barriers when we're trying to roll out our COVID-19 pandemic response.
Te Puna Ora o Matātoa is giving vaccines across much of Eastern Bay of Plenty, small towns with mostly Māori populations and high rates of deprivation. The area has one of the country's lowest vaccination rates, particularly for Māori. But Chief Operations Officer Lee Colquhoun told the tribunal it didn't need to be this way. He says they told authorities early on the rollout would need a whānau focus and to go to the people. Mr. Colquhoun says they were repeatedly rebuffed. It didn't fit the plan. Now they're playing catch-up.
If you look at the last month, we've had a massive increase in those areas. Some really successful approaches. We know our communities. We know what's needed in those ones. But to get given funding 3 weeks ago and expected to put it in place, we're only just starting to see that increase.
Today, the tribunal heard from health providers and experts who outlined regular bureaucratic hurdles and of being sidelined by officials. A co-chair of Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Uruta, Rāwiri Jansen, says the Crown ignored the very advice it sought about how to reach Māori.
It's not tino rangatiratanga if Māori are required to submit competing proposals for Crown officials to select to be funded. It is not equity if we get vaccinated last. It is not partnership when the Crown ignores advice.
COVID-19 modeller Sean Hendy outlined the planning phase of the vaccine rollout. His modelling showed a significant disparity even when age was factored in. A 59-year-old Māori with no comorbidities, he said, still had the same risk of hospitalisation as an 80-year-old Pākehā. For that reason, he said he recommended Māori should be included in earlier age groups for the vaccine rollout. But that didn't happen.
I think it is particularly clear that the work that we did for impacts on Māori, particularly around the health risks, was not taken into account in the vaccine rollout. And it's hard to understand why.
The tribunal also heard from representatives of the Māori disabled and deaf communities, who outlined how they too were sidelined by the process and how access has been difficult. A public health expert, Associate Professor Elena Curtis, called for a coordinated hub of Māori experts to be part of the process. She says providers are offering solutions that are largely going ignored or are only picked up when a mainstream approach fails.
It's hard when you offer solutions, but there's just so much scrutiny of those solutions to the nth degree. Well, you know that the other solution is zero, well, you know, or substandard, and yet you have to try and argue and convince and look for every single pitfall that could happen when the system's actually already falling down over there.
The hearing continues, with the Crown due to provide its evidence on Thursday.